Just thinking that that hymn that Fraser gave out is like a message in itself as we come to the end of 2014. Be in time. Now let me read a verse from the New Testament that speaks about time. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, please. Quite a well-known verse. We hear it in the Gospel from time to time anyway. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. It's verse 2 I'm thinking about, and it's the end part of verse 2, the latter part of verse 2 of 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now, we've been reminded from these hymns that Fraser's given out, we've been reminded from William, reminded from Leonard, the importance of time. Time. We just have now. That's how stark it is. We just have this moment in time. So, therefore, that's why the apostle here, Apostle Paul, is writing to these folks at Corinth, and he says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. There's nothing about tomorrow. There's nothing about the future here. None of these things at all. We just have the present time. The present time to get right with God if we haven't already done it. Two things about this verse here. Behold, now is the accepted time. A time of opportunity. A day of opportunity. A moment of opportunity. Now is the accepted time. That's important, isn't it? We've been hearing a lot about that. A moment of opportunity. But then, of course, now is the day of salvation. The day of salvation. The day of opportunity, which can become, if we respond to it, a day of salvation. How wonderful that is. This day of opportunity that God has given us in his mercy and grace can in fact become for us the day of salvation. The day of salvation. Now is the accepted time suggests that the door of God's mercy and his grace is wide open. Day of opportunity. The day of his grace. When he's showing grace to men and women in their sins. So here at the beginning, we're thinking about an open door. A glorious opportunity of entering in by faith and trusting the Saviour. An open door. But of course, we know that that door will not always remain open. This door of opportunity. There's a time coming when the door will be shut and the opportunities will disappear and they'll be gone forever. So yes, as we think of the gospel, the good news of salvation, there's a gladness about it. In actual fact, I was just thinking about the day of salvation here. What a wonderful thing that is. But the Bible speaks about the joy of salvation. Isn't that good? Not just the day of salvation, but the very joy of it. And those of us who are saved by grace, we rejoice in God's salvation. Isn't that wonderful? And throughout the past year, we'll look back as we've been hearing, and I'm not saying that we're always rejoicing, but, well, we should be. We should be. But certainly there have been times of joy when we rejoice in our Saviour and rejoice in his mercy and salvation. The door of opportunity. Opportunities are getting less. Opportunities never get more. Opportunities never increase. Please don't say to me tonight that if I don't get saved tonight, it'll be better maybe later on. I have a better chance or opportunity later on of becoming saved. Maybe when I get older a wee bit. Maybe when I finish this, that, and the next thing, I'll have a greater opportunity then. Please don't think that way, friends. The opportunities shorten. They don't increase. Think of that. They shorten. They get less and less and less. And so, how important it is, therefore, just to think of these straightforward words. Now is the accepted time. This is the time for seeking. That's the whole point about it. And so, Hosea the prophet says, in chapter 9, I think it is time to seek the Lord. That's wonderful, isn't it? Now. That's back to this verse here. Now. Now is the time for us to seek the Lord if we haven't been doing it. And so Jeremiah the prophet, there's a lovely verse there. It's a promise, really. Ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with all your heart. Now that's very important, isn't it? So we're thinking now about how we seek the Lord. We know we should be seeking him. Are we seeking him earnestly? That's the whole point of Jeremiah. Because if we do seek him earnestly, we'll find him. I believe that's true. We will find him. If we seek him with all our heart, as Jeremiah says, we will find him. That's a wonderful promise to every one of us. In our little gathering here tonight, the young ones, older ones, that's a promise from the Bible as we come to the end of 2014. You shall seek me and find me. Well, we've just been thinking about William. There was a time when he sought him and found him. And that would be true of most of us in this room tonight. There was a time when we sought him. And a time when we found him. We found him. Wonderful that. And you know, I was thinking of an illustration of this, and the children know about this as well, the story of Zacchaeus. Because what it says about Zacchaeus was he sought to see Jesus. Yes, this was his opportunity. And that little man sought to see Jesus. He was seeking an opportunity, shall we say, of meeting with the Lord Jesus. He sought to see Jesus. What he didn't know, of course, was that Jesus was seeking him. He didn't know that. That's wonderful, isn't it? The Lord Jesus was actually seeking for him. And so when he came into Jericho, there was one person he was looking for, and that was Zacchaeus. I don't know how many folk met the Lord Jesus that day. We're not told about anybody else but Zacchaeus. Not told about anybody. That doesn't mean, of course, that there weren't others at Jericho who found the Lord Jesus. But Luke specifically draws attention to Zacchaeus. Isn't that wonderful? That little man who sought the Lord Jesus, which seems to tell me, by the way, that his life wasn't right. His life wasn't right. There was something wrong about him. There was something missing about him when he sought after the Lord Jesus. If I seek the Lord Jesus, my life could be better. My life could be different. My life could have a purpose. If I seek him and find him, I'll be different. That's wonderful. I hope you're thinking along that line tonight, that by seeking the Lord, you could have a change in your life. Wonderful. And so there was the seeking sinner, Zacchaeus, who had a meeting with a seeking Saviour. The preachers always put it that way, and it's wonderful. You can't put it any better than that, really. When a seeking sinner meets the seeking Saviour, what wonderful things happen. What changes take place? What benefits there are? What blessings there are? Isn't that good? And as we come to the end of this year, my friend, if you're not saved, if you haven't trusted in the Lord Jesus, if you haven't known his forgiveness and his grace and his pardon and his mercy, now is the accepted time. We must keep coming back to that now, because God doesn't promise us anything beyond now. Time. The rich farmer in Luke 12, he thought he had many years ahead. Just like most people in the world today. Oh yes, he thought his life would stretch out for many, many years. I have much goods laid up for many years. We're thinking about 1 year now, 2014. He was thinking way beyond.
to many years.
The reality of it is, my friends, that was his last day on earth. He'd only one day. That was it. And that was his opportunity, really. That one day. And he missed it. He never grasped it. He never took it. Because the Bible says, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. That was his last day when he was speaking this way about years. He didn't have 1 year. He didn't have a month. He had a day. One day. Tonight, thy soul shall be required of thee. And so, let's understand. And that hymn that Fraser gave out, just, I'd been thinking about it through the week as well. Life at best is very brief. Like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf, be in time. Be in time. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Says the Bible, seek ye the Lord while he may be found, and call upon him while he is near. If you do that tonight, my friend, and show a bit of earnestness like that little man Zacchaeus, well, there's nothing could hinder him. He was earnest all right. You said, but the crowd was against him. No, but he was earnest though. He got beyond it all, and he got beyond all the difficulties that were in his way, and he found Jesus Christ. And remember the words of the Saviour, as we leave it. This day. We're talking about days here, time. What wonderful words these were from the Lord Jesus. This day is salvation. This is the day of salvation. Think of Zacchaeus. This day is salvation. Come to this house. Wonderful. And that little man had the experience of God's salvation, God's blessing, and the joy of it filling his heart and soul. We trust that you think of these words. Now is the accepted time. Now. Not tomorrow. But today. Today. Now is the accepted time. As we come to the end of 2014, now is the day of salvation. May the Lord bless you.